Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The Elites are at Lake Wheeler in North Alabama next week for the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite, so I thought we'd reach out to the prodigy, Brandon Polinick, who finished second by 8 ounces there last year in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open, and get his take on this year's event. And OpenZQ angler Sam George, who is from nearby Athens, Alabama, who has fished that body of water his entire life, will also join us. He was fourth there in the Open last year as well. But up first, Omnia Fishing CEO Matt Johnson will join us to talk about some of the exciting things in store for the Omnia Pro mobile app. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Metaseries Rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. This segment of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Pro from Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see, you know, what kind of approach makes the most sense. And Omnia Pro members, they get to see current conditions, including water temps and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. And pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and that includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders, and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. If you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you get $10 off that $49 pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. And I fished this past week in the Minn Kota Hummingbird Owners Tournament. And before I went to Pickwick, I opened up my Omnia Pro app, map app, and I went through with the Navionics and marked about 18 ledges and humps and points that I wanted to fish. And it was amazing the amount of time that I saved when I got to a massive lake like Pickwick, and yet I already had 18 waypoints ready to go when I got to the lake, all because of using Omnia Pro. It's fantastic. Now, speaking of Omnia Pro, joining us now is Matt Johnson. He is the founder, co-founder, and CEO of Omnia, and he joins us on the VMC Hook. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I want to personally thank you for saving me hours and hours of pre-fishing just by being able to go to that, you know, that map app, the Omnia Pro map app, and I found stuff that I didn't even know existed. I mean, you know, you look at regular maps or paper maps or whatever, a lot of other mapping, and you see kind of general areas, but the detail and the ability to just point at a spot and hold my finger on it for 3 seconds and have it drop a waypoint right on that hump or right on that ledge, I mean, that was extremely valuable.
I'm glad to hear it. That I think that comes from having a lot of different layers. I'm sure you were toggling between Navionics contours, water temperature, water clarity, weather layers and thinking about how things are going to be affected on that day, building a forecast. So I'm glad to hear it, but I hope having access to a lot of different mapping layers is helpful.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I was looking at weather because there was some weather that was moving through the area. So that was able to get an idea of that. Lightning is something we got to be very concerned with. A couple of weeks ago, fishing at Old Hickory, same thing, using my Omnia Pro app to see where the storms were and when I wanted to get clear, you know, of all of that. But wind direction is key too, right? We want to see where the wind, what banks the wind is hitting, what points the wind is rolling across, and we're able to see that, with the weather layer as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, and stepping back, a lot of people have thought of Omnia. We've been around about 6 years now, and we ship everything out of our own warehouse. We really are an e-commerce company at heart, but we always wanted to do that piece differently. We have about 30,000 fishing reports on all different lakes, and what we found is that people were coming, doing what you just talked about. They were coming to the site. They were looking at fishing reports. They were using just satellite imagery and making some decisions. And we said, let's go one step further. So the Omnia app is always free. But we have this elevated pro experience now where you have all of these additional layers, weather, wind, Navionics is free in there, vegetation, bottom hardness, air temp, water clarity. Those are some pretty cool layers, some of which you can't get anywhere else. We're hearing the exact same report that you're talking about. Now that waypoints is becoming a key feature of the pro app, the waypoint piece is, as you can imagine, kind of fills in and kind of completes the whole cycle. 100% private, but you can start looking at all those different layers. And in the very near future, we'll automatically associate all those different layer characteristics, weather conditions, environmental data to those individual waypoints. So the future is where you drop those waypoints, you'll be able to go back and pattern those based on things that you'll experience in future years, future seasons, under those same conditions.
So in other words, weather conditions, when, you know, waypoint, not just because it's a waypoint doesn't mean you're going to catch fish there, but if you do catch fish on a spot and then you drop a waypoint there, it'll automatically store. I don't have to put in what the weather was, what the air temp was, what the moon phase, whatever it is. I don't have to put that stuff in. It'll automatically populate all of that to that waypoint and to that fish catch.
Yeah, exactly. And what you're saying is, you know, it can be both a planning and also a patterning tool. And, we have boat ramps in there as an example. I haven't even talked about that one, but you identify 18 of those places you want to go check out. You find the best boat ramp for a future trip to get there and save yourself gas, money running up and down the lake. It just becomes a great tool to try and dial in your strategy before you hit the water. And then, like you said, figuring out exactly how to drop waypoints to start to build those patterns now that you're out on the water, being successful or not, like me.
So I didn't even mention the waypoint part of it. I was, or the ramping part of it. I was staying about 4 or 5 miles south of where the weigh-ins and everything were going on with this Minn Kota owners event. And I figured there were 750 guys fishing in this thing. So I figured there's going to be a ton of boats up there going in
there
at the main ramp. And so then what I did was I actually looked for a ramp that was near where my cabin was, my Airbnb was, where I was staying. And I found a ramp a mile and a half away on the app. And it was a ramp right there in the Tim Tom River, which was mid-lake. I mean, it was amazing just being able to find a ramp close by.
Yeah, so I think that's exactly right. You know, if you're learning a new lake or you're trying to expand your knowledge of a lake or prepping for a tournament, the boat ramps really come in handy because you can find those quick access points. If you're on a river and you've got heavy winds, you can find spots that are out of the wind. But you're right. As you start to build that pattern and as you start to build a plan for how you're going to attack the water, knowing exactly where to launch and get there quickly is not only a savings in time and gas, but it's creating some efficiency to really go and execute that plan.
Yeah, Matt Johnson with us. He's the CEO of Omnia Pro, Omnia Fishing, Omnia Pro, the Omnia Pro Fishing app. Now, I first became familiar with this about 4 or 5 months ago and got the app, started using it, and we've had multiple conversations in terms of, you know, things that that I thought, you know, could improve the app as well. But you guys are constantly working on this. This is so much better than it was just 4 or 5 months ago, for those that might have tested it then, so much better. And so talk about the constant updating that you guys are doing to get this exactly where you want it to be.
Yeah, we have a pretty big development team and we're investing a lot into making the pro subscription service. Like, again, the Omnia experience for shopping is 100% free. And that's how it started. We've expanded into the pro layers And then a lot of the development has been based on feedback we've gotten from customers. And so, you know, the first time we launched water temperature, we had this really high detail water temperature map, but there's limitations on when those satellites pass. So as an example, we're about to launch a more real-time, everyday water temp average. And that was based on feedback from customers saying, I love to be able to see where creek arms are cooling and warming faster with this high level of detail. But I'd also like to see the real-timeness of how water temperature is changing on every lake in America. And so we respond by deploying a big team, and we go figure out how to actually crack that open and get it done. But we've added Navionics since you saw it last. We've partnered with CMAP, who have vegetation bottom hardness and contour maps. We have a weather service provider with wind speeds, air temperatures. We have real-time lightning strikes. So people, some people are saying, I want some safety features. Yeah. Some people are saying, I want this to happen with waypoints, boat ramps. All of those things, we just keep adding more and more and then making them easier to use together.
And when you go to omniafishing.com too, one of the things you see right near the top of the page, it says popular and trending near you. And and here where I am in southern Tennessee, southeastern Tennessee, I got Woods Reservoir. This crankbait is working good. Watts Bar, Old Hickory Lake, Watts Bar, Gunnersville Lake. So I'm seeing product that is being used right now and being reported that is being successful right now on the lakes that are in my region of the country, which is so cool. And you integrate that with the mapping and omniafishing.com/bass, and you get $10 off. It's only $39. This is too cheap, Matt. You should be charging more for this. I mean, this is too cheap.
I've never heard anybody say that, but I like to hear it.
There you go. Matt Johnson has been our guest. Matt, tremendous stuff that you guys are doing. It's been great. You know, we've had Patrick Walters on, and Seth Fider and Bob Downey, all Omnia guys, Omnia ambassadors, that rave about Omnia and Omnia Pro and the mapping. And just keep up the great work, and we look forward to the new updates that continue to come out to make this app the best app and different from anything else that is out there.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you. That is Matt Johnson. And it is, and that's a key. I mean, it is different than anything else that is out there. And the ability then to shop right from it as well and get the product that you need to fish that particular body of water is outstanding as well. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Sam George will join us. He is a Opens EQ pro who lives right near Wheeler, calls it his home lake, and he's going to preview the Wheeler Elite that is coming up in another week. We'll do that right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And I'll tell you what, joining us now is a guy, Skeeter Pro, who is he's at a spot on the AOI list that we're not used to seeing him, like, kind of hanging around the cut line here for the Classic. We know that he's going to move up, though, because things are going to get serious now for Brandon Polinick. He was second last year at Wheeler for the Open that was at Wheeler. And, of course, now coming up next week, we'll be back there for the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Brandon, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing good.
You are doing good. You're doing different, though. I mean, this, you know, hovering around. Oh, that's right. You don't want to know about points. You never want to know about points.
I don't know. I just know I'm not doing good this year.
you know that.
Life's good. My fishing's not as good.
The fishing is not as good. But this is that time of year, typically. Now, last year, it was kind of weird because you were humming along and you were fine, and then you kind of struggled a little bit up north, which shocked everybody because we all pick you, you know, at the St. Lawrence River and Champlain and all of that. But the, you know, this year, this is a kind of that moment in time where, you know, really you got a great opportunity to make some hay up in a big way, starting at Wheeler, where, you know, you had a great tournament last year. So this is a great time to get it going.
It seems like every year around this time, you start to see a lot of kind of flip-flops and shifts and stuff, you know, where things, fish start to transition and change, and it leaves a lot of opportunity to be had. And so you can make up a lot of ground. Definitely not, I don't know where I'm at points-wise. I know I'm not in a position that I'd like to be, just because I've had too many events that I'm not happy with my finishes. So I know that I've got a lot of ground to make up. But now, this is, like I said, this is the time of year where you can start making moves, and you just got to make the right adjustments and take it day by day.
You're famous for that, for not really paying attention to the points as the season goes on. And, you know, and I guess to a certain extent, sometimes that you're a two-time angler of the year, and it makes a lot of sense when you're right there near the top. You don't really want to know. You don't put that pressure on yourself. In your mind, does it change at all if you're thinking about Classic? I mean, that's a different kind of line. There's the line at the top, and then there's that line of making sure that you're making the Classic. Does that still, do you have the same mindset? You don't want to know if you're in, if you're out, if you're close, if you're on a bump line. Does that still in play when it's when it means making a Classic?
It is for me, because the baseline of not looking is still the same, right? My decision-making process of that is the same. I don't look because I don't want to alter my decision-making on the water based on points. Mm-hmm. I want to catch as much weight as I possibly can every day and make decisions based on that alone. Not on, I just need to make a top 40 so I can get enough points. Because when you do that, then you start playing it safe. That's how you end up missing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Brandon Polinick with us here. It's been a weird year for you, in as much as that you went to Texas, didn't go the way you wanted it to go at the Bend. Then you turn around at Lake Fork and have a nice finish in the top 25. And then you go to Florida, you kind of bomb at Harris, and then you turn around in your top 15, 20, you know, at the St. John's River. It's been weird. You know, it's kind of like hot and cold, you know, each event.
Yeah, and I can't pinpoint exactly what causes that, right? Mm-hmm. There's not a thing
to pinpoint. Sometimes it's as simple as one bite, you know, and that's like, that's kind of what made St. John's River look so good. I was having a decent event, you know, that third day I caught enough where I was probably going to finish somewhere around 35th mm-hmm. or so. And then I got that big Florida bite. I caught a 7-pounder finally.
Boom.
And that, you know, and then that made the difference. And I had 18 pounds and I jumped way up the leaderboard on day three and, you know, and then made a big jump and made it look like a really good tournament. But it was all really because of one bite.
One bite.
I gained 20 or 25 points.
Have you had one go the other way? I mean, have you lost a fish that you felt? So, I mean, that you've had hooked up. I mean, you know, because that's the deal that kills you. When you, you know, 53rd at Murray, and you think about that, as tight as that deal was, you know, is there one that gets away and you think, well, that's the difference between 53rd and 35th?
Oh, yeah. Day one, I had 17 pounds, 18 pounds that just jumped off, disappeared, you know, whatever. And just had crazy, weird things happen. Mm-hmm. And I lost those fish day one and came back day two and caught them and moved up from 90th to 54th. I'm like, if, you know, missed the cut by 4 ounces. And I felt like if I could have just squeezed in that cut line, then I felt like I had it figured out enough and I could have, you know, capitalized and maybe gained another 15 or 20 points.
Right.
But when you miss the cut, you can't continue to make up that ground on day three.
Yeah. Just past the midway point of the Elite Series schedule, Brandon Polinick joining us here, Midway USA Pro, and they'll head to Wheeler. We'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, we talk about the things that have changed in not only in the industry, but in your life. I mean, you're now, I mean, when we started talking to the Prodigy, I mean, we were talking about a guy that was out there and he did nothing but fish, had nothing else on his mind but making videos and fishing and doing a tremendous job with that. And then there's a wife, and now there's two kids at home, a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. And it kind of changes things, doesn't it? It doesn't make it a bad thing. I'm not saying that, but it does kind of change the way you think and the way your mindset is out there, you know, when you're a dad of a couple of kids and, you know, and you're dealing with all of that.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's the greatest thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
And my family comes before my fishing, but it doesn't mean that I'm still not competitive, right? Like, I have that competitive drive that is still there, and it's really a learning act of balancing those two things, right? Of being able to flip that switch on and off the water. And you know, and there's a lot of good from that. Like Harris Chain, I had a terrible event there and had really bad days, and I'd come off the water and I would be fuming mad when I checked in, and I get off the boat and here comes, you know, my 2-year-old running to me with a big smile, waddling along and wants to give me a big hug. And you're like, okay, like it's not that bad. I'm still mad about the water, but life's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a lot of good that comes from that in that aspect.
So let me ask you a question. When the kids were born, be honest now, when the kids were born, okay, because I went through this numerous times, my wife and I had many kids, and I had this terrible habit. It sounds awful to say, but I had this terrible habit. They hand you the child, all right? When they hand you the baby, for the first time they hand you that baby, whether it's in the delivery room or back in the room or wherever it is, and the first thing that goes through my mind, about 7.5, 8, I try and guess the size of the baby. I mean, when they hand you the baby, you feel the baby and you say, that's about 8.25, I'd say. And then they weigh the baby and they say, you know, I feel terrible that's the way I thought, but that's the way I thought when they handed me to my kid. We had one kid, it was 9.5 pounds. She's the tiniest of all of our children now, but she was 9.5 pounds when she was born. And I remember when they handed her to me and I was like, dang, that's 9+.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure every serious bass fisherman compares their child to a bass.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Like, whether it's inches or pounds or whatever, like, you get them and you're like, yeah, that's a solid keeper, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the That's the cliche pun.
Yeah. What you don't want to do is lip them, you know what I mean? Because that would look bad. You know, everybody would look at your grave. You know, if you lift them and you held them that way, you don't want to do that. But
yeah, that's
frowned upon. That would be a little bit too much. Brandon Polinick with us here. All right. You know, one of the things about you, as we followed your career, is you would find stuff that other guys didn't find. That was what was cool about you. You were, you know, you always have been a clutch fisherman, but you would find offshore stuff or you know, a bush here or there. Or you would be doing something a little bit different. You're the original prodigy. You're the OG prodigy. But it seems like there's a whole lot of prodigies out there right now. I mean, these guys now that are coming in, I mean, it's crazy. And they got this, obviously, with the forward-facing, and you're good with it as well. But do you feel like it's now kind of equal, you know, really kind of leveled the field, made it that much more difficult because now all of these guys are able to peek around and do what you did back in the day when we didn't have forward-facing, but you still were able to find that stuff? Has it kind of leveled the playing field a little bit? Because of it?
I mean, there's a part of that, yes. I mean, there's lots of things that go into that. I mean, the technology does even the playing field some. It elevates it, but it also evens it to an extent. And it's not like it will just take an angler that's no good and just all of a sudden make him great, right?
Right.
Like, the guys coming in are already really good anglers.
Fishers. Yeah.
And it will help elevate some guys. And you just don't know which one that's going to be all the time.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is that the access to information for their entire lives has been there.
Right.
You know, and that's the biggest difference maker is the amount of real good information. They don't have to wait for an issue of Bassmaster magazine to come out to find out what the guys did at that tournament.
Yeah.
And they can watch it live and watch every single cast that a guy makes in the top 10 on Bassmaster Live and know exactly what he's doing. And then there's going to be a YouTube video about it. And then, you know, and podcasts about it. And that there's so much information about how to catch them, where to catch and what to do, that's the biggest difference in the, you know, the group of anglers that are coming up now versus even when I started 14 years ago.
What they're looking at too is they've been studying how you caught 21 pounds on Championship Saturday last year at the Open. You came within 7 ounces of winning that tournament. And just in the last minute and a half here, so we're not going to ask you to give away a bunch of secrets, but how different a body of water do you think Wheeler is a month later? Last year we fished it. I fished that open too. We fished that in mid-May. This is mid-June. How different do you think the lake will be?
I think it'll be quite a bit different. You know, a lot of those fish were kind of transitioning. I haven't been on Wheeler since then, but a lot of the elite guys that are from Alabama have said that, you know, the grass isn't there like it was previously, and so that'll change things. And I mean, just anytime you're dealing with this time of year, you have fish move in a month, it can be quite a bit.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's just, it'll depend on water flow and water clarity and things like that. But I'm excited to get down there and see what it looks like.
Brandon Polinick has been our guest. Brandon, safe travels back from Idaho. I know you're going to make a big run here in these last 4 events, starting with Wheeler, and you're nuts if you don't have Brandon Polinick on your fantasy team for Wheeler. As I said, 2nd place last year in the Open there. Brandon, I appreciate you, man. Good stuff.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Brandon Polinick. Great stuff right there. All right, we get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. This segment of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Lake Hartwell at Visit Anderson. And let me tell you something, Hartwell is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's so amazing. I'll be totally honest with you. I was actually looking at a huge piece of property on Hartwell not too long ago. And, it's just a wonderful lake that fishes big and, Green Pond Landing is the standard, I believe, now for all around the country, what people should be trying to do with their areas for hosting tournaments and so on. And Anderson, South Carolina, is just a tremendous place to go and to visit and just to hang out. And look, if you're going to go fish a tournament at Hartwell, take the wife with you because she's going to enjoy Anderson as well. I know I always do, and looking forward to going over there for an open coming up in October as well. Speaking of opens, I wanted to get a little bit of a preview for Wheeler now, for the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Wheeler. And I feel like we're not going to get any kind of solid info anymore from the elites. They're going to be very tight with the info. So I went to an EQ angler who is from Athens, Alabama, who I actually fished with a few years ago in an open up in Lake Champlain. So I had to drive 12 hours to fish with a guy that lives an hour and a half from me. But he is Sam George, outstanding fisherman. He's a Phoenix guy as well, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Sam, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Oh, we're good, man. That's good to be here. Anytime you're on Bassmaster Radio, it's a good week.
How is that little baby Ava Grace doing, too? Because I know that, when I first met you, I don't even know if you had a wife, much less a baby, but, life moves along, and now you're a dad.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun, man. She's doing good. She's crawling everywhere, teeth coming out of her head everywhere. It's been a blast. It's been a life-changing experience, to say the least. I didn't realize how fast time goes by until all this came along, but She's 10 months old. I can't believe that she's about to turn one. It feels like we just brought her home yesterday.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. As a veteran of many children, it will be about 10 minutes from now, you'll be dropping her off at school, and then the next thing you know, she's going to the prom, and you're threatening some guy, and then you're walking her down the aisle. I mean, it's amazing how fast it goes, and so enjoy every bit of it, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You definitely don't want to blink.
Yeah, don't blink is right. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this event coming up, the Whataburger at Wheeler. And that's going out of a facility that is fantastic. You know, Green Pond Landing, of course, is outstanding over there at Hartwell. And, I know you've fished there a number of times, but, you know, Ingalls Harbor is outstanding as well. They do a great job there in Decatur. And that's, first of all, just a great location. We were there for an open last year, and now the elites get to try it. And then there's obviously had been a rich history of tournaments at Wheeler, but it's kind of cool to see the elites back there.
Yeah, man, it's cool to see. I really enjoy these guys coming to this area and just seeing, you know, kind of how a group of guys that you're not really a part of attack a lake that you know really well. It's cool to see what guys will figure out and what you think will work. Sometimes does and sometimes it doesn't. So it's always interesting to see what these guys figure out.
Now, you're not, you know, one of these old timers that has been around for 50 years and seen, you know, the ups and downs of Wheeler, but you've been around a minute now, and you know the stories, of course, of it being a grass lake, and it was Gunnersville before Gunnersville was Gunnersville, really. I mean, you know, in a lot of ways. And then it took a downturn. They got all the grass out of there, and it was a place that was really tough. So just talk about the way Wheeler, you know, ups and downs of Wheeler as a fishery over the last, you know, several years as it seems to be bouncing back.
Yeah, it's really, really good right now, man. The overall quality of this lake right now has been really impressive to see, especially after seeing it struggle for so many years. Growing up here, I mean, we hardly fished there because it was terrible. When the grass died, I mean, you went a while without, you know, hardly being able to buy a bite. And now, man, it's full of fish. The quality is really good. A ton of 2.5 to 4 pound fish are in this lake right now. I mean, my whole life growing up, the biggest one I'd ever caught here was maybe 7 pounds. And in the last 2 to 3 years, I've caught probably 4 or 5 over 7, a couple over 8, and a buddy of mine caught one over 9 with me about 2 years ago. So, you know, just seeing it spit out the weights like what it used to back in the day, on top of, you know, the fact that, you know, we were the armpit of the Tennessee River for a long time.
Yeah.
So to see the weights in tournaments compete with, you know, like Gunnersville, Pickwick, Chickamauga, through and through, man, it's been fun to see it bounce back and see how healthy it is right now. I hope that everybody kind of takes care of the lake. And, you know, we've had a lot of deals with pollution and things like that they've really cracked down on, and have immediately seen this place bounce back everywhere, from the fishing to the duck hunting, just everything, the wildlife. We're starting to see alligators again. It's really neat to see what happens to a place when you just leave it alone for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, last year when we were there for the Open, it was May 18th through 20th. You finished fourth in that event, so 52 pounds over 3 days, you know, for Sam George in that event at Wheeler. But it was almost a full month earlier. What are the guys going to face fishing this thing in mid-June now as compared to, you know, May 18th last year?
It'll be cool to see. I think that the fish, you know, really just now are getting out there good offshore. But this place, man, like Patrick Walters told me one time that this is one of his favorite TVA lakes because it fishes so shallow. It's a really unique place, especially in that Decatur area. You know, most of these TVA lakes, you have miles and miles and miles of deep structure and ridges and drops. And we have some, but that section of river ledge is traditionally shallower than anywhere else on the Tennessee River chain, and it fishes shallower. So I think that obviously the offshore stuff will be the main player. As far as like a true deep bite goes, it's kind of hard to come by sometimes on this place because there's not a lot of it. But
it'll definitely be an offshore deal. It's just going to be kind of a odd scenario of like shallow bars, ditches, some grass. Like it's kind of a unique animal. But on top of that, man, these fish in this lake, they love to live shallow. So I think there's going to be a few guys like your Christies and Hackneys that, you know, everybody's going to be focusing on this offshore stuff. And I think that there's going to be a few of them that figure out something a little sneaky and have it to themselves.
Yeah, Phoenix Pro Sam George with us here. He lives in Athens and would definitely count Wheeler as one of his home lakes. Fourth last year there in the Open, 19 pounds, 8 ounces on day two. Day three, you ended up with 15.6, which, and a lot of times, you know, 15.6 is a good day. And there was a time at Wheeler where 15.6 would win you some money. And you ended up about 2.5 pounds behind Adam Rasmussen, who won that thing with a big bag of 21-11 on the last day. How often do you replay that in your brain and say, you know, geez, if I had 17, 18 pounds, I'm winning the tournament?
Right. Honestly, out of all of them, that one doesn't really keep me up too bad at night. I knew going into that event, that final day, I had Kyle Austin staying at the house with me, and I told him, you know, rigging up the night before that final day, I said, man, I'm really, really worried about tomorrow because we were going to be faced with a lot of rain and wind and thunderstorms. And I was actually catching a lot of them pretty deep on up in the day. And that's just really tough conditions to make that bite happen. And I had another shallow deal going and got there. And one of the other anglers in the top 10 was on it. And he ended up having a big bag off of it the final day. So that part kind of keeps me awake at night from, you know, just not starting there. But I tried to make some stuff work that I thought would work, and it just didn't really pan out. But that final day, though, I had one little bit of sunshine with about an hour left and went from about 10 pounds to 15, whatever it was, really quick. And I really, really wish I'd have had another hour that final day. But, you know, things work out for a reason. It wasn't my time to win that one. And, you know, it was Adam's time to win that one. And it was pretty cool seeing him go to the Classic and almost pull that off as well. So, you know, it's just kind of funny how fate works. So that one doesn't really keep me awake at night too bad, man. I've done this long enough to know when it's your time to win, it's your time to win, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And if it's not your time, you can't force it. So I sleep okay at night over that one still.
Now, the guy who finished 7 ounces behind Adam Rasmussen is Brandon Polinick. He's got his stuff parked there on your property, and he's coming up in the next segment of the show. You know, if you're helping guys out with fantasy, do you like Polinick here? I mean, it's a month later. Is this a good time to jump on the Prodigy?
Oh, yeah. I really think that just seeing what he was doing last year and what he learned the final day of that event, and the last two days of that event, I don't even think he practiced for it, if I remember correctly. And he just kind of was learning as he went. And I like him. We'll just say that. I think that he knows the deal from last year, and I think that it'll play into his hand very, very well. I think that some of the Opens guys that caught him in that event last year that are now elite guys, I expect them to do really well again just because they know the deal, man. It's a unique lake. There's really that one little area in Decatur, the Decatur Flats, man. There's really nowhere else I've ever been that sets up just like that. And they move a lot. The bait moves a lot. So it helps if you have some experience there for sure.
Yeah, and half the field compared to, you know, an Opens event. So, you know, with 100 guys out there. And, of course, you got to look at Trey McKinney. That kid's out of control right now. I mean, it's just crazy. He was seventh last year at the Open. And so I would think that he would be a guy that would be a player in this deal as well. Sam George has been our guest. Sam, we wish you luck the rest of the way on the Opens series. I think you're a great fisherman. I still think you have a great future. You've been so close to making the elites. I know it hasn't been a great year for you this year on the EQs, but I'm looking for big things in the future, Adia, and I appreciate you giving us a little bit of a scouting report on Wheeler.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Thank you. That's Sam George. I really like this kid. I mean, I fished with him, you know, like I said, in an Open at Champlain, and I just left there thinking this kid's going to get it done, and he has been heartbreakingly close to making the elites over the last few years. And we'll see what the future holds for him. Still a very young angler. All right. When we come back, speaking of young anglers, he's not as young as he once was, but Brandon Polinick, second last year in the Open there. The Prodigy is up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by the new Minn Kota Ultrax. That's right, only the Minn Kota Ultrax combines the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. Now the best trolling motor ever built has been completely reimagined to handle even tougher abuse. The new Quest series of 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an echo mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. Now, Bass announced that Moultrie, a leader in wildlife feeders and game cameras, has agreed to sponsor the Behind the Tanks camera live feed that will be streamed on Bassmaster YouTube channel for five tournaments in the 2024 season, starting with the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Wheeler Lake. This is really cool. Cameras that will be set up at the tanks, and you'll be able to listen and see the anglers in that last few moments before they go on stage and and do their way in. This is incredible. It'll also be used at the TNT Fireworks Bassmaster Elite at Smith Lake. That's coming up June 27th through the 29th. Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite at Lake Champlain, August 8th through the 10th. And the Hummingbird Bassmaster Elite at the St. Lawrence River, August 15th through the 17th. And then, of course, at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at Lake Hartwell, presented by Seven. That's October 10th and 11th, Thursday and Friday of that open. I'll be fishing that open as well, and this will be a great opportunity. That'll be the moment that it is determined who the new elites will be in the upcoming season. So that's really cool. The Behind the Tanks cameras will provide live feed footage of Elite Series anglers as they interact with other anglers and members of the media while caring for their bass in the holding tanks as they await their turn to weigh in on stage. I think it's great. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio. Listen there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at the sportsbyline.com site and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.